This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
Takeaway English
from BBC Learning English.
Some people say that dogs are man's best friend. Good companions, loyal and lovable. Of course, they can be more than just a pet, as certain breeds are excellent working dogs too. We know about the amazing help guide dogs give to blind people, and, more recently, a new role has been found for the animals, working as therapy dogs in universities. Research by Washington State University in the US has found spending time with a pooch can help stressed-out students. Patricia Pendry from the university told the BBC that a study of 300 undergraduates had found weekly hour-long sessions with dogs brought to the university by professional handlers had made stressed students at high risk of academic failure or dropping out feel relaxed and accepted. The dogs help them to concentrate, learn, and remember information. I know that stroking a dog helps me to relax. Other research has shown that petting animals can reduce stress hormone levels and anxiety, so it makes sense to introduce them into an environment where people are stressed. The BBC's education correspondent Sean Coughlin writes that about 1,000 campuses in the US already use therapy pets, and it's becoming more common in the UK. For example, the University of Middlesex has employed canine teaching assistants to help stop lonely students dropping out. Fiona Suthers, head of clinical skills at the university, says that 5 Labradors had a stringent assessment to ensure they had the right temperament. But she adds, it's hard to describe the impact of just having a dog lying down in the corner of a class. Using dogs for therapy can also help the dogs themselves. In Wales, Swansea University Students' Union has used rescued greyhounds to help students unwind between exams. Sessions allow mistreated and abandoned dogs to interact with humans and begin to trust them again. Student Union Education Officer Chloe Hutchinson told the BBC that a lot of students have dogs at home and might be a bit homesick, especially around exam time when it is stressful and you want your home comforts. So if you're a student who's been working like a dog, but you still feel you haven't a dog's chance in passing your exams, maybe introducing a four-legged friend into your life might be the help you need.
Takeaway English
from BBC Learning English.